Kitchen Tune-Up can tunify your kitchen and give you a functional and inviting space in only 1 to 5 days. And many projects are only $99 to $249 a month. Request a free virtual consultation at kitchentuneup.com and get ready to love your kitchen again.
All right, 7:40 on this Wednesday morning. You may have heard of Wreaths Across America. This is the effort to make sure that wreaths are placed on as many veterans' graves as possible across the country, including right here in Port Huron. They have a special event coming up another week or so to raise money for that. Joining us right now to tell us more about it, Josh Sparling. Good morning, Josh.
Morning, Paul. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. Tell us a little bit more about Wreaths Across America.
Yeah, so you hit it spot on. Wreaths Across America was an organization that started up in the early 2000s. And essentially, it was started up in another state, and it's picked up nationally here, including our local area. But that's exactly right, is what we're trying to do here is honor these fallen heroes as well as any veteran who's served. And I think that it's a really important thing, not just to note that the veteran service, but we have the family members that continually go and visit these graves. And it just shows a real nice gesture and a sense of honor and understanding about the sacrifice that they've lost and given up when these other family members that have lost somebody dear to them can go to our local cemetery and see the wreath that's been donated by our community.
Yeah, it is such a nice symbol at the holiday season. I've noticed, in recent years driving by, Allied Veterans Cemetery, you just see all those green wreaths with the red bows. It really looks special.
Yeah, it's pretty spectacular. This year it's going to be on December 18th, which I also like. It's always close to Christmas, so we like to bring the kids out there. And that's another thing of what the Wreaths Across America stand for, is it's not just about showing that respect, but it's also about educating and teaching our children. You know, I always think of Ronald Reagan's quote, is that freedom is only, what is it, something close to the fact that freedom is only one generation away from being extinct. So.
Yeah.
I think it's really important for our children to understand that sacrifice because someday, unfortunately, they may be called to pick up that burden as well.
Of course, it costs money to provide these wreaths, so there's a fundraiser for this going on November 7th, which is a week from Sunday. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so it's a really great event. We've had Wreaths Across America locally for quite a few years now, and Lisa has been championing that for us here locally. And so, We're trying to get her a benefit together and get some more wreaths so we can hit all our markers for the Allied Veterans Cemetery and the Lakeside Cemetery. So we still have about 2,500 wreaths to go, but this benefit will be on Sunday, November 7th, so right around Veterans Day. So it's a great event as far as that's concerned. It's going to be 2 to 8 p.m., and it's going to be located at the Eagles Club right over on Howard Street. And there'll be lots of good stuff there. There'll be food and there'll be drinks. We're going to have live music, of course, as there's going to be raffles like you go to, these kind of things. So it should be a really fun time and just a real, real great time to meet with other members of the community and support our local heroes.
That's fantastic. Josh, if somebody wants to support Wreaths Across America, but maybe they can't make it to that event on November the 7th at the Eagles, is there a way that they can make a donation or in some way contribute to the cause?
Absolutely. So I would encourage everybody to go to the Facebook page. It's Wreaths Across America, Allied Veterans Lakeside Cemetery. You can't miss it if you look on your Facebook and put those kind of search terms in. There'll be a link right on that page, and it'll take you to the national page where it can contribute right to our local organization. So wreaths are only $15 a piece, and anything that you can give is extremely appreciated. And of course, you can also go to that same Facebook page with that link, and you can sign up to volunteer to help place wreaths on December 18th as well. So there's lots of good stuff on that site for you to check out. We're very fortunate here in St. Clair County to have an environment that really respects our veterans and really has that. We have a very generous spirit here, so I would encourage and ask everybody to go to that Facebook page and get involved.
All right, sounds good. Josh, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Paul. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.